Deze week opende het nieuwe restaurant Bardak de deuren. Een paradijsje vol heerlijke gerechten uit Tel Aviv. In deze streetfoodbar kan je tot in de holst van de nacht terecht voor verrukkelijke chaos, heerlijke drankjes en genieten van een prachtige inrichting vol kunst van street artists. En vandaag ga ik in gesprek in het Engels met Irit. Zij is de eigenaresse van Bardak. Welcome, Irit.
Hi.
First of all, congratulations with the opening of your new restaurant.
Thank you very much.
It was just yesterday.
Yeah,
was it a big party?
Well, you can say it was a big one, yeah.
Yeah?
We're still recovering.
And are you satisfied with the result?
Yes. We had, again, a nice cooperation with our designer, which did our the place we did before, Baufisk, and a nice group of artists that made the place, and also our chef, which also worked with us before. And I think it will be a good result.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
And it took a while to get everything ready for the opening, I heard. The whole place has been renovated. Can you tell us something about the interior?
Yes. Well, actually, we, of course, took our inspiration from Tel Aviv. We went especially for some posters and some street art to show the artist. We took everything. And we even did the tiles as street Amsterdam tiles. But just to make you feel like you're getting into an alley to eat some street food. That's the
so it's a specific Tel Aviv style.
Yes, you can say so. Basically, in Tel Aviv, when you go to a restaurant, you have like more modern Israeli, but we wanted to bring here something that you really find in food stands, in markets, and not necessarily in a bar. But because we don't have it here, we wanted to combine it with also with some good alcohol.
And
next to your good alcohol, some good food.
Yeah, because you have a lot of different kind of beers, I heard. Is it something you normally drink with Israeli food?
Yeah, for sure. We prefer our beer than... Well, we also drink wine. We have also Israeli wine on the menu, actually.
So that's that's quite special, because I can't imagine drinking that anywhere else in Amsterdam.
Well, actually, also in our other place, we have the same Israeli wine. We also did some cocktails to go together with the meaty dishes and the spicy dishes that we have.
Yes, but to tell us something about the dishes, because they are all from Tel Aviv, and with a lot of different kind of herbs, I think, specific herbs from Tel Aviv. Can you tell us something about the menu?
Of course. Well, we made our dishes a bit smaller so it would fit the bar atmosphere. We have a combination of, we have an open grill, a charcoal grill, barbecue. And we will do some meat dishes. Actually, in Israel, we eat a lot of inner parts, but we're going to have a good steak, a good kebab, but also a chicken liver, but they're all in small sizes. Next to it, we have also vegetarian dishes, because we like also our vegetables. And they're all spiced up with our kind of spices, which actually we also brought most of them from Tel Aviv, from a specific shop that we like.
Wow. And do you sometimes leave out specific herbs or some spices that might be too spicy for the Dutch taste? Or is it specific, like literally a dish from Tel Aviv you would serve over there?
Well, some of it we tone down, but most of it is just exactly us. We do want people if something is spicy or spiced up, but most of it is really approachable. Of course, we made our own choices because we want to be honest with the food that we serve and that we personally like.
Yeah. And is there a dish you would prefer that you would recommend yourself?
Yes. We have a dish called the araïs.
Okay, that I have to write down instantly. Can you tell us the name again?
Araïs.
Okay.
We write it A-R-A-I-S.
Okay.
And, to explain it, we call it an upgraded hamburger. It's actually a minced meat with the extra spices, not like a normal hamburger, where you have parsley and baharat, which is a spice from the Middle East. And we put it in a pita bread, and we grill the pita together. So it's a bit, it's very juicy, because all the fat soaks into the pita, and it becomes a really, you know, dish full of flavors and taste.
Oh, wow, that sounds very good. And you don't think it's too much flavor for the Dutch taste, because if you look at the original Dutch cuisine, if you can call it that, it's always without any flavor, and this is like with all the flavor you can imagine.
Yeah, I must say that the Dutch crowd has revealed himself to many flavors. We have here Suriname kitchen and Indonesian and Thai food and Chinese, which is really full of flavors, and I think the Dutch crowd also like this kind of Mediterranean kitchens, a bit more exotic. I think they are familiar with these kind of flavors, but again, it's a bit different than what they know so far.
Yeah, but I think maybe it's very important that you are here now, because then we can learn how to eat well and to develop our taste, I think. I just have a question about the name, because Bar Dock, if you just translate it literally, it means a bar on a roof, but that's not the correct translation, is it?
No, actually in Hebrew we use it as one word. It's a complete word that means chaos. We call it organized chaos, but... for us in Israel, we use it as it's like when your mother goes into to your room and she said, "What is this bardak? What is this mess?" So, this well kind of represents us in a way. It's kind of a chaos but organized. It also sounds good in Dutch, so we decided to go for it, because it means something for us in our culture and also in Hebrew. It actually comes from Yiddish. But we use it a lot in Israel, and it also sounds good here, so we decided to.
It does sound good, and it causes a little bit of confusion, and maybe that causes a little bit of chaos as well. And maybe you need chaos for a lot of creativity, because I think if you just have to make your own menu, you need a lot of creativity, do you?
Well, yeah, in a way. Also, the two chefs that help us build the menu they are both Israelis as well. And they know Tel Aviv. And they like to make food from their heart. And also from that, it can be a bit chaotic, because they want to excite people in a way. So when we built the menu, it was a big brainstorm of how to get to a menu that we want and we like and our crowd we like. So yeah, it involves a lot of chaos and emotions, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I think it will cause a lot of emotions and chaos as well when you eat it, because there's a lot of different flavors to explore for us all in Amsterdam. There are a lot of different new restaurants opening now that are serving Israeli food. I think you can almost call it a hype. do you know why it is so popular? It's getting so popular.
I must say I can only speak for myself and for the group that we are, that we opened this Bar Fisk and Bar Dak because we were missing something in the city. I wanted to have a place that I know from my city, Tel Aviv, that I can go out late at night to have good food together with my alcohol. And that's mainly the reason we did it, because we were missing something in the city. And And as far as the hype, I don't know. We just do what we feel like we should be doing, what we know how to do.
Let's not explain. Just enjoy the hype. I would recommend, and certainly very nice to have a place that's open till very late to have a nice snack and some good food.
Yes, exactly.
And you told me something about the neighborhood. There are a lot of different kind of places. It's a nice neighborhood to have a new restaurant, I think. But why Amsterdam? Is it for you a special place? Does it have similarities, for instance, with Tel Aviv, or is it totally different?
Well, Personally, Amsterdam, well, I could say it's my home city already. I'm here for, almost more than 10 years now. I would say it's a combination between a big city like Tel Aviv and, in a way, a village. So
yeah.
I wouldn't say it's the same. You can still go out here and, have a nice snack or get a nice drink. But Tel Aviv, is a bit more livelier in a way. Because also you can see not only on weekends, on weeknights, you can see people at 3 o'clock at night eating whatever they like, wherever place there is. The streets are still full with people hanging out, so it's a bit different, I would say. But for me, it's nice to in Amsterdam to combine, that you can have your own peace and quiet and go out together. So in Tel Aviv, it's very noisy, I would say.
Yeah, and I would like to thank you to bring some of that Tel Aviv vibe into Amsterdam with all the delicious food as well. Thank you so much for this interview, and I would recommend everyone in Amsterdam to check out this new absolutely delicious mess in the pipe. Bardak, an Israeli restaurant with beautiful dishes from Tel Aviv, just opened its doors yesterday. And if you weren't already a fan of Bar Fisk, please make sure you visit this beauty as well. It's my absolute favorite. And thank you so much for this interview, and I would like to wish you a lot of luck with the new restaurant Bardak.
Thank you for having us. Have a super day.